All right, it is 9:41 on this Wednesday morning. This is the time of year as we near the end of the year that we start looking back on all the things that happened, and the folks at the World Almanac have done exactly that. They put together a comprehensive index of everything that's going on in 2017 and things to look for in 2018. Joining us right now is the senior editor of the World Almanac 2018, Sarah Jansen. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
This is exciting. This is the 150th anniversary of the World Almanac.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. You know, it's not every publication that gets to that 150th mark. And in case you're wanting the 50-cent word version of this anniversary, we found out it's the sesquicentennial.
Yes, we had one of those here in Michigan. In fact, our community had one a few years ago, so we all got really good at saying sesquicentennial, but it takes some practice.
It's a tongue twister.
It is indeed. Putting together an almanac has got to be difficult, not just because of all the information that you're gathering and putting it in there, but the timing of it. You want it out before the end of the year, but you want it to be a comprehensive guide to everything that's gone on during the year, too.
Absolutely. So we're trying to be the year in review for 2017. That's definitely a big part of the book. But we also want to include everything that you might have a question about in 2018. So we've got, for example, a preview of the Winter Olympic Games coming up in February, lots of interesting stuff regarding politics, which, of course, we'll be seeing a midterm election next year. So definitely a big project to wrap up 2017 and also get you everything you need to know in the upcoming year.
And, of course, being the 150th anniversary of the World Almanac, you certainly include that look back, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of fun going through our archives. We don't have every single copy, unfortunately, but we do have most of those 150 years worth. And it was really interesting to go back to the very beginning and see some of the not-so-fact-anymore facts that we used to include. And it was also really fun to look at some of our previous anniversary editions and see how other staffs dealt with that. For example, in the 100th anniversary edition, Lyndon Johnson wrote the preface to the book. He was president at the time, obviously. So definitely an interesting history that the World Almanac has had.
Boy, I guess so. I mean, and how has it changed over the years? How has the Almanac changed over the course of 150 years?
You know, it's interesting because our mission has always been the same, which is to, you know, Joseph Pulitzer used to say, to be a compendium of universal facts. So we still try to do that. We still try to have, you know, facts on every topic. But the book has changed quite a bit despite the fact that the mission has been about the same. You know, we cover so many more topics. So we have a lot more on sports, on pop culture. There's obviously been a lot of history to cover since 1868. And we're really just always changing, always keeping up with, you know, what do people have questions about? What do we think people are going to want to know from us in the upcoming year?
In an age when we all carry around a device in our pocket or our purse that gives us lots of information at the touch of a couple of buttons, why is it important to still have an almanac?
Oh, gosh. I mean, almanac editors love the internet. We love our smartphones. We love being able to Google something quick at the touch of a button. But we also know that people who are generally curious still love the World Almanac because they can pick up the book and flip to a random page and find something that they never would have dreamed of Googling. You know, for example, flip to a random page and find what the most popular car color was last year or who the most pirated artist is online. You know, there's just so many things that you wouldn't necessarily think to look up for yourself. But if you're curious about the world, you're going to be interested in.
And especially a lover of history. I mean, if you've got all these almanacs on your shelf and you can go, 20, 30 years, 100 years back and look at what people were interested in, it can be fascinating.
Absolutely. And we see actually a lot of collectors that like to get family members' birth years to sort of keep as a keepsake and be able to go back and see, you know, what were the events of the year that your daughter or niece or nephew was born. So I think that's a great, fun way to use the World Almanac as well.
And that must be on your mind when you're putting together the World Almanac, is that you're producing it not just for an audience today, but an audience, you know, maybe 100 years from now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're always keeping that in mind. You know, when we're picking our top 10 news stories, for example, we're looking at not just what was in the headlines in the past year, but also the stories that we think are going to continue to sort of reverberate over the upcoming year and maybe further down the line than that.
Well, fascinating stuff. It is out. It's out now, right?
Yep, you can find World Almanac and Book Effects 2018 wherever books are sold, or you can go to our website, which is worldalmanac.com.
Good stuff. Sarah, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.